Chapter 28. The glob rolled forward. Evan sighed, feeling all hope sink. Frozen in place, he felt as if he weighed 1,000 pounds. Andy grabbed his hand. They both closed their eyes and held their breath and waited for the impact. To their surprise, the monster blood emitted a deafening roar. Huh? Evan opened his eyes. Andy, he saw, was staring at the doorway, beyond Sarah Beth. The monster blood hadn't roared.
Trigger!
Evan cried. The huge dog bounded into the doorway, its deafening bark echoing off the low ceiling. Sarah Beth tried to get out of the dog's way, but she was too late. Thrilled to see Evan, Trigger enthusiastically leaped at Sarah Beth and pushed her from behind. Under the weight of the gigantic paws, Sarah Beth staggered forward, 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 raising her hands as she collided with the monster blood. There was a wet smack as Sarah Beth hit the surface of the green glob, then loud, disgusting sucking noises. Her hands hit first. They disappeared quickly. And then Sarah Beth was in up to her elbows. And then the glob seemed to give a hard tug, and her body hit the surface. Then her face was pulled in, covered over. Sarah Beth never uttered a sound as she was pulled inside. Whimpering with joy, completely unaware of what he had done, the dog loped into the room and headed for Evan.
Down, boy, down!
Evan cried as Trigger happily leaped at him. And as the dog jumped, he began to shrink.
Trigger!
Evan called in astonishment, reaching out to hold the dog. Trigger didn't seem to notice that he was changing. He licked Evan's face as Evan held on tightly. In seconds, Trigger was back to normal Cocker Spaniel size.
Look! The glob is shrinking too!
Andy cried, squeezing Evan's shoulder. Evan turned to see that the green glob was rapidly growing smaller. As it shrunk, the Baymer brothers fell to the floor. They didn't move. They lay face down in a crumpled heap. Their open eyes stared lifelessly. They didn't appear to be breathing. Then one blinked. The other blinked. Their mouths opened and closed.
Oh!
One of them uttered a long, low groan. Then, pulling themselves up slowly, they both looked around the room, dazed. The trapped robin had also fallen to the floor. Chirping furiously, it flapped its wings wildly and fluttered about the room in a panic until it found the open living room window and sailed out. Andy held on to Evan as they stared at the monster blood, expecting Sarah Beth to reappear too. But Sarah Beth was gone. Vanished. The monster blood, shrunk to its original size, lay lifeless, inert, a dull green spot on the carpet, no bigger than a tennis ball. The Baymer brothers stood up uncertainly, their eyes still reflecting terror and confusion. They stretched as if testing their arms and legs, seeing if their muscles still worked. Then they scrambled out of the house, slamming the screen door behind them.
It's over,
Catherine said softly, moving forward to put an arm around Evan and Andy.
Sarah Beth is gone, Evan said, holding Trigger tightly in his arms, still staring at the tiny wedge of monster blood on the floor.
And I can hear,
Catherine said jubilantly, hugging them both.
Sarah Beth and her spells are gone for good.
But as she said this, the screen door swung open, and a shadowy figure
stepped into the living room doorway.